Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shelly. How may I assist you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Name is Charles Young. I'm calling this. Is this 855-476-5931? Hello?
Is that the number you dial?
I just want to make sure, yeah, it's the number that I dial. The reason I'm calling, I'm not sure what this business is. This number was used to make a fraudulent debit card transaction last evening at about 11:15 p.m. I was trying
to
find
out
what.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
27610.
Can you verify your address for me?
3152 is the Numericton Street. What business is this?
I have no problem explaining that, sir, but you would have to verify the account to make sure I'm on the correct account. So can you verify your address for me?
My address is 3152 LaCosta Way. It's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Thank you. So it looks like someone entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And once they entered into that contest, it did include a meal planning app called the Bites Hub. And that app cuts your sugar and carb cravings. But this account has already been canceled. It looked like you canceled it online.
Could have been the credit union. It was made through a debit card from a credit union here locally, so it could have been canceled last night. I was trying to see if I didn't know if it was a family member or who exactly, you know, if it was legitimate or fraudulent, because I have no idea. It's my car, and I have no idea who would, you know, make
you
a
say
purchase.
Your first name is Charles, right?
Yes,
This account isn't someone named Carmen name. Is that your wife or something?
No, I have a daughter named Carmen.
Okay, well, it's in her name, so I think she may have done it.
I spoke with her last evening. What was purchased again?
She entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yes, sir.
I'm just making notes. I don't know if she used it online to make some purchases for her son, and someone has gotten a hold of it, because I'm pretty sure Dyson vacuum cleaner. I know we have vacuum cleaners, and she doesn't have a need for a vacuum cleaner. So I need to double check. Did you ever tell me what business is this?
We're a third-party call center, sir, that offers customer support for a variety of companies.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have a specific name because we represent so many companies.
Oh, okay.
Right. So what you want to check with her and get back to us? But like I said, this account is canceled, so you will not be billed any further.
Let me look into it from this end. I've already looked into it, like I said, last evening, because I get notified. I mean, with the use of this account, it's an immediate notification.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we got on it so quickly. Within, you know, 15 minutes of the purchase, is when I knew it was fraudulent. And, you know, my daughter was here with me, so that's why I know she didn't make it. So we're just trying to find out how the actual number in the card was compromised and what the purchase was. That's why I was calling this morning to see exactly what we had. But it became aware 15 minutes after the transaction was made with this card number. So there's nothing on this end left to do. I've already verified that information last evening when the transaction was made with Carmen and with the North Carolina State Credit Union.
Oh, I'm not sure, because you're the one who said that you was going to check with your daughter, sir. I'm just following up on what you said.
Well, I'm sorry, I can follow up with her again, but I'm just letting you know that I've already taken the step to see if she made any kind of transaction. you know, for herself or for anybody else, and she did not. I was just letting you know to the extent that I've already gone to, you know, verify that this is a fraudulent transaction. She didn't make it. That's all I was just trying to explain. And, you know, I can check with, double check with her again. I can double check with the banking again. But it's all a fraudulent transaction. So I was just, you know, and it'll be canceled on this end, giving you heads up on your end. But if that's no interest to you, then, you know, as long as I don't have to pay for it or get reimbursed for it, that's fine on my end. I've taken care of what I need to take care of, but I've just given you guys, whoever this number belongs to, heads up with a fraudulent transaction using this number. So, you know, with that being said, you know, you can do with the information what you need to do with it. And I appreciate you at least responding to some of the questions, and I'll let you go.
Sir, to be honest with you, I've responded to every question that you asked. As far as this being fraudulent, it would have been fraudulent because you did verify the account. The account is in your daughter's name, and it is.
No, it's not. The account is not in my daughter's name.
Okay. So how did I get your daughter's name?
I have no idea. You hadn't shared that information. I don't know if it's on a purchase order.
Okay, but the account is canceled, sir, and I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.